This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي أما بعد All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam I testify that there is no God except Allah and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah Brothers and sisters I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this opportunity, an opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us here together to remember Allah azza wa jalla together and prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan together. And when we have less than 1 week away to the month of Ramadan, I ask Allah azza wa jalla to make us from amongst those who experience the month of Ramadan and get the most out of the month of Ramadan and benefit out of the month of Ramadan. And tonight's lecture, as preparation for the month of Ramadan, the month of Ramadan is the month of the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Holy Qur'an, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ The month of Ramadan is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed the Qur'an al-Kareem in it. So the month of Ramadan is the month of Qur'an. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Qur'an al-Kareem in the month of Ramadan. And it's our responsibility to understand the importance of the month of Ramadan and to connect the Qur'an al-Kareem to the month of Ramadan and connect the month of Ramadan to the Qur'an al-Kareem. Because both of them are connected to one another. The month of Ramadan is the month of Qur'an. The Qur'an was revealed in the month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly states it in the Holy Qur'an. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ The month of Ramadan is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Qur'an al-Kareem in it. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention that? For us to know and understand the importance of the month of Ramadan. That the month of Ramadan is not only the month of fasting. The month of Ramadan is not only the month of attending the mosque. The month of Ramadan is not only the month of prayers. But the month of Ramadan is also the month of the Qur'an al-Kareem. And it's so important and vital for us as Muslims to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the Qur'an al-Kareem in the month of Ramadan and never ever disconnect yourself from the Qur'an al-Kareem, especially after the month of Ramadan. So the month of Ramadan is an opportunity for us to connect ourselves to the Qur'an al-Kareem, to the sacred book of Allah, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to us through Jibreel to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us. Those words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenged the entire mankind to bring something that's similar to the Qur'an al-Kareem or the like of any of the verses of the Qur'an al-Kareem. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues with the challenge to the Day of Judgment for anyone to bring something that's similar to the Qur'an al-Kareem. And the beginning of the challenge started where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, bring something similar to the Qur'an al-Kareem. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, bring something that's similar to some of the verses of the Qur'an al-Kareem. Then Allah azza wa jalla says, even if you bring something that's similar to 10 verses out of the 6,000 verses of the Qur'an al-Kareem. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes it very clear that we'll never ever ever achieve that. They will never ever reach to the level in which they will even bring a verse like the Qur'an al-Kareem. The eloquence of the Qur'an al-Kareem, the content of the Qur'an al-Kareem, what the Qur'an al-Kareem contains, the words of the Qur'an al-Kareem, the terms that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses in the Qur'an al-Kareem, the harmony in between the words and the verses and the chapters that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in the Qur'an al-Kareem. For that, my brothers and my sisters, one of my primary objectives for me as a Muslim who wants to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfill the commands of Allah azza wa jal in his or her life is that I want to connect myself to the Quran Kareem, because when I connect myself to the Book of Allah, I connect myself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll definitely connect myself with Allah Azza wa Jal. For that, my brothers and my sisters, let it be a goal, let it be an objective for you in the month of Ramadan, that you want to connect yourself to the Quran Kareem. You want to connect yourself to the Book of Allah. You want to connect yourself to the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. When I say connect yourself to the Quran Kareem, I mean not only reciting the Quran Kareem, but first and foremost, that I'm reading the Quran Kareem for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, in which I correct my intention for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, I recite the Quran Kareem, and I recite the Quran Kareem the way the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the Quran Kareem. So I recite the Quran Kareem with tajweed, I recite the Quran Kareem correctly, and after I recite the Quran Kareem correctly, and I recite the Quran Kareem with tajweed, I also intend to understand the Quran Kareem. I want to understand the Quran Kareem. I want to understand the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. I want to understand those beautiful verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed. I want to understand exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing me. I want to understand the words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran Kareem. So not only that you want to aim in the month of Quran, in the month of Ramadan, that you want to read the Quran Kareem, but aim in the month of Ramadan that you want to read the Quran Kareem, read the Quran Kareem correctly, read the Quran Kareem with tajweed, and also understand the Quran Kareem. And my brothers and my sisters, that moment that you start understanding the Quran Kareem, and then you start tasting the beauty and the sweetness of understanding the Quran Kareem, then you'll push yourself at a level that you probably never experienced in the past. And then you'll have that true connection to the Quran Kareem. So not only that you'll have connection with the Quran Kareem with your tongue, but you have connection with the Quran Kareem with your tongue, with your heart and your mind, and that's what you aim for in the month of Ramadan. That I want to connect myself to the Quran Kareem with my heart, connect myself with the Quran Kareem with my tongue by reciting the Quran Kareem, and I also want to connect myself to the Quran Kareem with my mind, that I understand the Quran Kareem. That I understand the Quran Kareem, I contemplate the Quran Kareem. When I read a verse, not only that I'm reciting that verse with my tongue, not only that I've got a beautiful voice, not only that I read the Quran Kareem with tajweed, but also I want to advance it and develop myself and understand the Quran Kareem. Understand the Quran Kareem. And if you aim in the month of Ramadan, every day you aim that you want to understand just one page out of the 600 pages of the Quran Kareem. You aim that you want to understand one page every single day. That means you've understood 1.5 juzu of the Quran Kareem in the entire month of the month of Ramadan. Then every year you start building up on that until after 10 or 15 years, you have understood the Quran Kareem. And next time you read the Quran Kareem, you read the Quran Kareem, understanding the Quran Kareem, and then you'll see yourself becoming more attached to the Quran Kareem. And when you're attached to the Quran Kareem, you become attached to the Lord of the Quran, and that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You become attached to the one that spoke those words in a way that suits his glory and majesty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You become attached to the one that revealed the Quran Kareem. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that. He makes mention of that in the Quran Kareem. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed the Quran Kareem in it. For that, my brothers and my sisters, let that be an objective, a goal for you that you want to achieve in the month of Ramadan, that I want to achieve that true connection to the Quran Kareem. I really want to connect myself to the Book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then the true connection starts to appear on you after the month of Ramadan, in which you can't even live a day without you opening the Book of Allah Azza wa Jal and reading something from the Quran Kareem. And then you'll achieve your ultimate goal. That there's not a day that goes past your life without you opening the Qur'an al-Kareem and you read the Qur'an al-Kareem and you continue connecting yourself to the Qur'an al-Kareem. That's your ultimate goal. 365 days in a year, 365 times at least, you open the Qur'an al-Kareem and connect yourself to the Qur'an al-Kareem. That will be an ultimate goal. That will be something that you'll achieve, a great accomplishment and a great achievement. That you will not let a day go past your life without you opening the Qur'an al-Kareem. When was it last that you opened the book of Allah Azza wa Jal? When was it last that you opened the Qur'an al-Kareem and you connected yourself to the Qur'an al-Kareem? You don't want to be from amongst those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about in the Qur'an al-Kareem, that in the hereafter they'll say, اتخذوا القرآن مهجورا, they've abandoned the Qur'an al-Kareem. The Qur'an al-Kareem in the hereafter will either come حُجَّةٌ لَكْ أَوْ عَلَيْكَ, either a proof and evidence for you or proof or evidence against you. So the Qur'an al-Kareem is one of two. The Qur'an al-Kareem is one of two. Either proof and evidence for you or proof or evidence against you. So right now you need to assess yourself. Where do you fit in? Is the Qur'an al-Kareem proof and evidence for me, or is it proof and evidence against me? Let's say you stand before Allah Azza wa Jalla and it's the day of judgment. Is the Qur'an al-Kareem going to come and support you and defend you and protect you and be that proof and evidence to say, Ya Allah, he or she recited me during the day and night. Ya Allah, they were opening me and they were always reading me. Or is the Qur'an al-Kareem going to come proof and evidence against you? Proof and evidence against you. Ya Allah, I was only a book on the shelf, eaten by the dust, like the rest of the books. I was given no value. I was given no respect. I was rarely opened. Only through the month of Ramadan, once a year, they'll think about me and they'll open me and read me. But then you've got another 11 months. Throughout the entire year, I'm just left like the rest of the books on the shelf. Is the Qur'an al-Kareem a book like the rest of the books that you've got on that shelf? Or is the Qur'an al-Kareem a higher status to you that you open the Qur'an al-Kareem every single day of your life? Every single day of your life you open the Qur'an al-Kareem and you recite the Qur'an al-Kareem. This is your connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to connect yourself to Allah azza wa jal. And you can't be fully connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you are disconnected from the book of Allah. You can't be connected to Allah azza wa jal if you are disconnected from the words of Allah. So if you really want to be connected to Allah, you need to connect yourself to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then that will be the true connection to Allah azza wa jal. Don't let a day go past your life without you opening the Qur'an al-Kareem, even though you only read one verse or two. But don't leave the Qur'an al-Kareem a book on the shelf like the rest of the shelves. Don't allow that to happen in your life. Don't let a night or day go past your life without opening the Qur'an al-Kareem and connect yourself to the book of Allah. But once again, my brothers and my sisters, not only do I want to read the Qur'an al-Kareem, but I also want to understand the Qur'an al-Kareem. Understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing me. Because there's a hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in it, he says, if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to address you and speak to you, then read the Qur'an al-Kareem. When you read the Qur'an al-Kareem, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing you. It is Allah azza wa jalla speaking to you. And what more? What more greater, what more better can you ask for that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to you? Don't you look forward to that moment that you speak to someone that you love? And the one that you love speaks to you? Don't you look forward to that moment that someone that you admire or someone that you respect or someone that you look up to, that they are speaking to you? Who's greater than Allah azza wa jal? Who's more honorable than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing you. Allah Azza wa Jalla is speaking to you. And how does Allah Azza wa Jalla address you and speak to you? Through His sacred book, through the Qur'an al-Kareem. This book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. If we were to reveal the Quran Kareem upon a mountain, the mountain will shake and humble itself from the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mountain. And look how big, humongous, powerful, strong the mountains are. If the words of Allah Azza wa Jal were to be revealed on the mountains will shake. The mountains will shake because of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will shake for the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. They will humble themselves to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if the mountain, and look how big, strong, powerful the mountains are that will shake, then definitely your heart must shake and tremble. But the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are treated like words in some magazine or in some book. The words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just like a document that we just read. No! We need to change our attitude towards the Quran Kareem. Our attitude needs to change towards the Quran Kareem. When you change your attitude towards the Quran Kareem, then you start understanding the Quran Kareem better. Then you find a stronger connection to the Quran Kareem that you would refuse. You wouldn't even allow a day to go past your life without even reading something from the Quran Kareem because it's part of you. The Quran becomes part of you. And that's why you need to aim for that the Quran Kareem is part of me, part of my life. It's the most important thing in my life. I can't live a day without me opening something from the book of Allah Azza wa Jal or reading something from the Quran Kareem. For that, my brothers and my sisters, if there is an achievement that I want to achieve in the month of Ramadan, is to connect myself to the book of Allah, the Quran Kareem, the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the month of Ramadan. That's an achievement. Aim for that to be an achievement. Aim for that to be an achievement for you that you'll achieve in the month of Ramadan, that you want to have a strong connection to the book of Allah. Because that very moment that you have a strong connection to the book of Allah, then you have a strong connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you'll have a very strong connection to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sometimes we even ask ourselves that question, why do I feel I'm disconnected from Allah Azza wa Jalla? Why do I feel that disconnection from Allah? It is because you are disconnected from the book of Allah. And your connection to Allah is the Quran. Connect yourself to the Quran. You'll find yourself connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naturally, by default. Naturally and by default. But again, my brothers and my sisters, not only that I want to read the Quran Kareem and perfect my recitation of the Quran Kareem, which is also an obligation upon you that when you read the Quran Kareem, you read it the way the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read it. You recite the Quran Kareem the way the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recited it. But I also want to understand the Quran Kareem. I want to enjoy the words of Allah Azza wa Jal, that when I read them or recite them, I understand them, I'm living them. I'm living the Quran, not only reading the Quran. Live the Quran Kareem. How many of us these days really live the Quran Kareem? Most of us read the Quran Kareem, if we read the Quran Kareem, but rarely of us that those that live the Quran Kareem. Living the Quran Kareem. How do you live the Quran Kareem is when you start understanding the Quran Kareem. You start understanding the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You start connecting yourself to the words of Allah azza wa jal. You start connecting yourself to the verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem. So you become part of that verse. You are part of that verse. You are part of the commandment of Allah azza wa jal. You are part of the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are part of the stories that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning in the Quran Kareem. You are part of the actual Quran. That when you read something in the Quran Kareem, you are thinking about upon yourself. You are reflecting upon yourself, not thinking of someone else. And that's a disease that we have. An issue that we have. That whenever we hear of some hero, or we watch a movie, we always start depicting ourselves and imagining ourselves that we are that hero. I want to be that hero. But when it comes to the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the believers, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the prophets and the messengers, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the great people in the past, we start thinking of them. We don't even reflect upon ourselves and say, you know what, I want to be in their shoes. I want to be on their status. I want to be in their position. We start thinking of someone else. But when it comes to the dunya, we start thinking of ourselves. I want to be this rich man. I want to be this famous person. I want to be this influential person. But when it comes to the akhirah, it's him, it's her. No, I want to be him. I want to be the first one that enters the Jannah. I want to be from amongst those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever allow to experience in the hellfire. I want to be that person that makes the most when it comes to pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal. I want to be that righteous person. I want to be that pious person. I want to be the one that pleases Allah Azza wa Jal. I want to reflect that upon myself. So when you read the Quran Kareem, live the Quran Kareem. Enjoy the words of Allah Azza wa Jal and be part of the action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem. Imagine and contemplate and ponder, that's you, it's not them, it's me. When Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the people of the paradise and what Allah Azza wa Jalla prepared for them in the paradise, the happiness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the people of the paradise, the joy that the people of the paradise are experiencing, start imagining, that's you. It's you that's in the paradise. You are the one that Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking about. You are the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making mention of. You are the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning in the Quran Kareem. It's you. It's not them. I want to be them. But that will only happen when you connect yourself to the book of Allah. Not disconnecting yourself from the book of Allah. Take it. Take it upon yourself. Take it. Take it as an obligation upon yourself that in the month of Ramadan, inshaAllah, I'm going to read the Quran Kareem, recite the Quran Kareem according to the way of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and also understand the Quran Kareem. I want to live the Quran Kareem. Not only read the Quran Kareem, I want to live the Quran Kareem. I want to be part of the action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem. I want to be part of this story. I want to be part of the believers. I want to be part of the companions. I want to be part of the disciples. I want to be part of them. I want to be part of the successful people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem. I want to be part of them. It's me. Connect yourself. And that's why, my brother and my sister, take it as a responsibility, as an objective, as a goal for you in the month of Ramadan, that every single day you'll understand one page from the Quran Kareem. One page. So you read 10, 20, 30, one or two or three ajza every single day, but every single day I'll be also understanding one page of the Quran Kareem. I'll also be understanding one page of the Quran Kareem. I'll be understanding one full page by the end of the month of Ramadan, at least I would have understood at least one chapter of the Quran Kareem. I would have understood one full chapter from the holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For that, my brothers and my sisters, let us prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan by connecting ourselves to the Quran Kareem that was revealed in the month of Ramadan. And that should be, or should happen right now, not later. Don't wait for the day or the beginning of the Ramadan to be announced and to be announced, no. You should be preparing for that for now. You should be getting yourself prepared for the month of Ramadan from now. You should be preparing yourself to connect yourself to the Quran Kareem for the month of Ramadan prior to the month of Ramadan, right now. So if you want to start with something, start it tomorrow. Tomorrow, open the book of Allah and start reciting the Quran Kareem and start understanding some verses from the Quran Kareem. And start building up on it. Until you reach to the day of Ramadan and the beginning of the month of Ramadan, you are ready to start opening the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla and start understanding every single verse that you read. If not, half of what you read. If not, 10% of what you read. Aim for that. And wallahi, my brothers and my sisters, when you connect yourself to the Quran Kareem, you'll find yourself so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. you'll find yourself at a level that you probably never ever experienced before. You start tasting that beautiful sweet taste. You start feeling a different feeling that you've never ever felt before. You'll have that sentiment that you've never ever encountered before. You feel that, you know what? I am really connected to Allah. I feel that connection to Allah. How many times do we even ask ourselves that question? I pray, I fast, I keep away from the haram, but I don't feel that real connection to Allah. When you read the Quran al-Kareem, you connect yourself to the Quran al-Kareem, then you'll start feeling that true and real connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make us from amongst those who listen and hear and act upon what they listen and hear, and they connect themselves to the Quran al-Kareem. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhanaka Allah bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. And obviously, tonight is our last lesson before the month of Ramadan. Insha'Allah, we will commence and re-assume with the month of Ramadan, or the lessons after the month of Ramadan. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us all. And I ask Allah azza wa jal, as He gathered the seed tonight, to make us from amongst those that He gathers in paradise. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So once again, this is our last lesson insha'Allah. And we will start again after the month of Ramadan by 1 or 2 weeks. I'm sure most of you are on my SMS list, that you all be informed and know exactly when the programs will start. Jazakum Allah khair. La 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 la